Hello and welcome to the Lion's Den, where this is where we talk about doing church planning and campus ministry in the heart of the city. I am your host, Shadrick Bell, and I am excited for you to be here. So let's get started and welcome to the Lion's Den. Well, this is episode 2 of the Lion's Den. Before we get into today's content, let's do a quick recap of episode 1. In episode 1, we talked about a little bit of who I am, gave a reasoning to why I'm doing this podcast, and we talked about how I came up with the name, The Lion's Den. If you haven't checked it out, please go listen to episode 1, subscribe, and tell me what you think. So again, the last point of episode 1 was why the name of the podcast, and it was there I began to talk about the concept of The Lion's Den and how that totally relates to church planning in downtown and urban areas and whatever part or city you may be in. Now, this totally leads me into today's focal point of the podcast, which is why do church planning in downtown and urban areas? Well, currently, I'm in Orlando, Florida, preparing to return back to Texas after having attended the Every Nation World Conference. Again, if you did not listen to the last podcast, I'm a part of a global organization called Every Nation that exists to build Christ-centered, spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation in the world. And every 3 years, pastors, church planners, campus and world missionaries, international delegates, church leaders, and even church volunteers from all over our Every Nation world come together to celebrate what God has done in our respective areas. Over 6,500 people attended the conference in which we worshiped God and reminded ourselves of the mission that we are called to by God to go into the world and make disciples of every nation, no matter how open a people or a nation may or may not be to the gospel. Now, many of these leaders are spreading the gospel in what I like to call a true lion's den, or a hostile nation where at any moment, these leaders could lose their lives for spreading the gospel, yet many of them testified all throughout the conference that there is no greater joy than to plant churches and campus ministries in some of the hardest reached places in the world. This type of faith has inspired me as a church planter to go back to Austin and begin planting a church that plants churches in downtown and urban areas throughout the world. Now, I believe that there are many reasons to why we should do church planting in downtown and urban areas, but I'll only focus on 2 today. I think the first reason why we should plant more churches in downtown and urban areas are for all the reasons why some would say you shouldn't. Now, I'll begin telling you a story about the first time I heard someone speak pretty emphatically of the reasons why to not plant a church downtown. After having done campus ministry and served as a pastor on staff at the church I gave my life to in San Marcos, Texas 6 years ago, shout out to the Springs Church, I set out to begin to fulfill a dream that God really put on my heart. That dream was to start a few new campus chapters in Austin, Texas, with the ministry that I told you about just a little bit ago that I worked for called Every Nation. And the goal was to, after establishing these campus chapters, that we would eventually plant a church in downtown Austin, where my wife and I currently live, so that these campus ministry chapters and students from these campuses could have a local church to attend and be connected to. Now, most of the months that we did ministry in Austin, it was hard, but by God's grace, the chapters began to grow, and we saw tremendous favor of students, reaching students on the college campus, and the universities actually allowing us to have a campus ministry there. I'll talk about that more in a different episode. But one day after leaving campus, I went to a place nearby to really rest and clear my mind from a long day of work, and it was there that I saw a couple people just kind of hanging out. So I did what every, you know, person does when they're hanging out with them by themselves. I started eavesdropping on their conversation, and I picked up that they were Christians. So I decided to go introduce myself, like the good Christian guy that I was, and it was there that I found out that one of the guys there was actually a pastor on staff to the church, and they were hanging out with friends, doing an outreach with other people who were a part of their church. We began talking, And he asked me, what did I do for a living? And so I told him, and I told him what my goal was and my hopes were about the dream that God had put on my heart to plant a church downtown. And it was then that I began to see his countenance change. Although well-meaning, sincere, and respectful to me and my youthful ambition, that one pastor began to lay out all the barriers that I would face in planting a church in downtown. Now, I'm going to kind of paraphrase our conversation, but it basically went like this. It's too hard to plant a church in downtown in general. The people in that area of that town are too hard to reach because they aren't necessarily open to the gospel. And in a racially divided area like Austin, especially downtown, that is separated by the I-35 corridor that separates east to west Austin, it is better for you to give your money to a monoethnic church or organization in the area instead of trying to reach this particular people group yourself. Bridging that racial gap and divide is really just too hard. Now, his assessment of each of these barriers I listed was not necessarily false, nor was I naive to his words, but I also felt like the true reason why he didn't consider planting a church in that area had more to do with fear instead of faith. It's just my personal opinion. Also, here are some of the reasons for others I have heard, not necessarily from this particular pastor, on why not to plant a church in a downtown or urban area. The first was, no one has money in that area to keep a church afloat. Number two, it's too expensive to find, purchase, or even rent property for worship services. Three, time. You won't see a quick turnover rate or of conversions, the people who come to know Jesus, or even people who are committed enough to be a part of a church because of the culture and the age demographic of people who are there. Another thing, space and parking are limited just everywhere that you go. All of these reasons are good reasons to not plant a church downtown, but they're not good enough reasons for me. I love what Danielle Strickland said, who spoke at the Every Nation Conference, who has done compassionate work all throughout the world. She said this, what some see as tragedy, I see as strategy. Again, what some see as tragedy, I see as strategy. This is why, to me, leaders and people of faith do not make excuses, but we create solutions. Again, leaders and people of faith do not make excuses, but we create solutions. In the midst of all the reasons to not plant a church downtown, what we should be asking is, what solutions are we called to create to reach an area like this? Let's go through a few of the very valid reasons that we listed earlier. The people in the area are too hard to reach because they are not necessarily open to the gospel. Well, the last time I checked, I think we are called to reach the unreached. I think we're called to reach the lost. I think we're called to reach the broken. See, way before God's love raptured our heart by his grace, we were those unreachable people, weren't we? We are actually called to extend the same grace that was extended to us and to fight every barrier to reach those who are in need of Jesus. And continuing on with that idea of overcoming barriers to reach people, at least in our context, race and social economic barriers like I-35 should be the reason that people come together, not to be separated. Yes, it will be hard, but as a minority, it is needed, and I'm actually willing to be the person to help bridge that gap. And you know what? Downtown areas are some of the most diverse areas based upon race, gender, socioeconomic status, occupation, from single to married to college students to different family sizes. Statistics prove this. You won't find a more diverse area anywhere, probably throughout your city. And let's not forget, when it comes to crossing barriers, that Jesus crossed this one barrier called from heaven to earth so that we could be in communion with him. Strickland went on to say this, if you want to reach a city, you start with the darkest people with the hardest needs, and if you reach them, you will reach the city. This is why I think that we should plant in downtown and urban areas, because it's God's heart to reach a city. Well, what about the reason of There's not enough money in the area to keep a church afloat. It's too expensive to find, purchase, or even rent properties for worship services. Well, I believe that we should never get into church planning for money purposes or what statistically seems like the most strategic place to keep a church afloat. I'm not saying to not consider it. I'm just saying that it's not the reason why we should plant a church. I think it's pretty clear the reason why we should be planting a church is for the glory of God and God alone. Also, what about the barrier of time? We won't see a quick turnover rate, a conversion of people coming to know Jesus or commitments to a church because of the culture or the age demographic or parking and space are limited everywhere that you go. Well, you know what? I think that all of this can be described in a simple passage that Paul talks about. But we'll get to that at some point. But what I want to talk about is this, is that, you know what? Paul says this, some plant, some water, but God causes it to grow. I really hope that our church explodes in growth. But you know what? The timing is based upon God. And most importantly, salvation is God's part. It's just our part to make disciples. And as far as the space and parking, yes, it's a huge barrier, but are you willing to make an investment to get people to church, even if it's going to cost you financially? It's just a choice you must be willing to make, or a solution that you have to create to find people to come be a part of what you're doing within the city. I believe that there are more places with parking than you think. You just got to go look. I believe in partnering with the city to do good, and the city can open up doors with facilities with parking, and all you have to do is just come to serve them first and not look to be served. In planting churches downtown and in urban areas, learning the art of contextualizing the gospel within your discipleship process in the city is essential, because by creating resources to the culture that you're in, it actually helps people stay committed to all that you're doing within the city, especially your church. Jesus just didn't preach to people. He met the needs of people as he preached to them. Meeting the community need within the city and becoming a source of restoration is vital for the success of sustaining your church in an area like this. And as you do so, you will obtain favor with people in high places who are saying, you know what, we need this church in this city. We will grant our resources to them. See, to every reason to not plant a church downtown is the reason why I'm saying to plant a church. You can look at it as a barrier, or you can look at it as an opportunity. You can look at it as a potential tragedy, or you can look at it as God's given strategy. You can make an excuse not to plant, or you can create a solution to plant. And sometimes the greatest solution is solving a problem by doing what doesn't make sense practically. See, and I laugh at this, but it's pretty true. In the world of ministry and following Jesus, you can find yourself in a whole heap of trouble trying to do what makes sense ministerially instead of being led by the Spirit for your ministry. I'm not saying to not be wise, but I'm also not saying to not take risks. The wisest thing you can do sometimes is being led by the Spirit instead of being led by your senses. Earlier, I said I was going to refer to this passage that Paul, that kind of brings all this together, and I believe it's in Acts chapter 27. Paul is setting out on a boat ride, and it was then we see a very practical example of what happens when you make decisions based upon your senses instead of being led by the Spirit. It says, coasting along with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens, which was near the city. Since much time has passed and even the voyage was now dangerous because even the fast was already over, Paul advised them, saying, "Sirs, I perceive that the voyage we will be on will cause much loss and much injury, not only to the cargo of the ship, but also our lives." The centurion paid more attention to the pilot and the owner of the ship than what Paul said. Now, this passage is what it totally means to do what makes practical sense. It made sense for the centurion to listen to the pilot of the ship instead of some church planner and preacher named Paul, who was just known for making tents. Yeah, so what does a preacher, a church planner, and a tent maker have to say about steering a ship? Well, Paul was being led by the Spirit of God on what to do instead of the practicalities of what the pilot thought was best to do. And those on board began listening to the advice of the pilot, and that advice led them to being shipwrecked at Malta. And although God redeems all of our decisions, sometimes he wants us to be aware that we're not actually following him, but we're following our senses. We see that what made sense wasn't what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to do what God says, because by not doing what God says, it can get you in a whole lot more trouble than doing what he's called you to do. And it says this in verse 12, that the majority decided to go out to sea. I want to say that again. The majority decided. Now, I'm not trying to make a theological stretch, but let's just apply this concept practically to what we are talking about today. Are you making a decision to not plant a church or reach a downtown or urban area because of what the majority has decided and reasoned with, saying that it's too hard? I know that that particular pastor that I talked about, or even others, didn't say anything malicious or with ill intent that day about planting churches downtown or reaching urban areas. But I want to talk about how this is what happens when we don't listen to the Spirit of God. We go start doing what the majority says. But as God is leading you to plant a church downtown, like he is leading me, then despite the trials or obstacles that you may encounter, I would say that being led by the Spirit of God, come hell or high water, is better than doing what makes practical sense. And if God is calling you to do that, I am saying it right now. Plant that church. The church will be established. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And maybe, just maybe, we might see a revolution that God is intended to happen right in downtown or urban areas. And this is why I love verse 25 in that same passage where Paul says this, "So take heart, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen exactly as I have been told." We may not know how it's going to happen. We may not know when it's going to happen. All we know is that it will happen. And that leads me finally to my second point of why we should plant more churches in downtown and urban areas, because I believe God has told us to, and God desires us to reach hard areas. And not only does he want us to reach hard areas, I believe God wants us to do so because it is hard, because he's specifically given you a word. Now, I don't believe that everyone is called to start churches downtown. I don't believe that everyone is called to reach urban areas, nor do I think that someone should try to do something different just for the sake of being different that says, oh, I'm just going to reach this area. But again, I do believe that if God is speaking to you about this, that simple obedience pleases God even when it's hard. I believe if God has placed a burden on your heart for a particular area and for a particular people, you should consider how God has called you to be an answer to a problem within that area. How are you going to reach that area? Do not let your emotions and feelings get in the way. I'm not deciding to plant a church downtown because I think it's a cool idea, or because it's strategic, or because I'm trying to prove anything to anyone. That's emotionally and spiritually risky and unwise. I really wanted to do things that God told me to do. I really wanted to reach people who were hurting. I decided to plant a church because I believe with all my heart and being that God told me not to turn a blind eye to the people in that city who are in need of him. It makes me emotional to even say that or even think about this right now. Could all of this fail and fall apart? Like I said in the last episode, could this church never even launch? Man, you betcha. But I don't plan on it, nor am I unaware that the possibility of it failing or not even launching from the beginning is actually true. It could happen. But what also could happen is that it will happen, just like Paul said, and for us, just how God has spoken to me. I have all the fears in the world you can think of, but what I can do is turn my head from the burden of the people in an area where I've wasted so much of my money, my time, my emotions, and my sorrows while I was in college because I was lost. I was like a sheep without a shepherd. I needed Jesus. And whenever I question if this is what God said that I should do, I just remind myself of the burden that He's placed in my heart and why I must plant this church. Craig Rochelle, leader of Life Church, says this: "You will never finish what you don't start." Again, you will never finish what you don't start. Let's start with moving on the burden that God has placed on your heart. Maybe even if it comes at a cost or an expense that you never thought it was going to be. But you know what? I truly believe that if you start, it is God's job to see it through to completion. So if you're interested in helping reach downtown Austin, or if you want to plant in another downtown or urban area, please go check out our website. It's www.familylifeaustin.com. Again, www.familylifeaustin.com, and sign up to connect with us, and I'll reach out to you personally of how we can go on this journey together by reaching churches in downtown and urban areas.